Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, mostly sunny and breezy. A high of 76 with clear skies everywhere. It's 53 degrees in Kenosha. It's 48 in Burlington, 54 in Milwaukee, and here in Racine, it's 56 degrees. The Kenosha woman accused of taking the lives of her two small children Saturday kept a log of what she was doing, although police say they still don't really know why. Police were called to 5007 33rd Avenue when the father of the children, who were 1 and 3 years old, came home from work to find them dead and their mother suffering from significant self-inflicted stab wounds. At a news conference yesterday, Police Chief John Morrissey said the log or journal contained a detailed description of what happened early Saturday morning. He said the woman indicated that her relationship with the children's father was troubled.
Well, there's some statements in her writing that would indicate that she believed what she was doing to these children and to herself would assist the boyfriend, the father of the children, to be free by himself.
Morrissey said the journal apparently was meant to tell police what happened, and the woman also sent a package to her sister outlining her plan, which didn't arrive at its destination until Sunday. The 34-year-old woman, who was released from the hospital yesterday, is scheduled to appear in Kenosha Intake Court this afternoon for a bond hearing. Morrissey said his department is recommending she be charged with 2 counts of homicide. The Racine teenager accused of shooting his 14-year-old girlfriend last week is expected to be charged as an adult. The 14-year-old was taken into custody Friday after Vista Jackson was shot while inside a home in the 1000 block of Albert Street Thursday evening. She later died at a Milwaukee hospital. The teen will be in court this afternoon. A vigil was held Saturday outside the home where the shooting took place. Mount Pleasant police investigating a home invasion and burglary Saturday morning discovered a garage had been broken into about a block away. Police were called to a home in the 6200 block of Larchmont Drive after the homeowners reported items including a handgun and a wallet had been taken from their home while they were asleep. A pickup truck parked in the garage was also entered. While police were checking the area, an officer noted an opened garage door in the 6300 block of Larchmont. The residents finding that someone had rummaged through both vehicles parked in the garage. Police say they will be giving the area special attention because of the incident. They are also urging everyone to remove or conceal any valuable items in your vehicle, lock the doors, and close the garage door. They also say exterior lighting can minimize the chances of becoming a victim. A Caledonia woman was airlifted to a Milwaukee hospital by Flight for Life after falling into a fire pit at a Mount Pleasant home last Saturday night. The 57-year-old woman suffered burns to her legs, torso, and head. Mount Pleasant police say several people attending a party at the home in the 6700 block of Ptarmigan Road said they saw the woman fall into the pit and pulled her out while calling for help. The woman was initially transported to Wheaton Franciscan Hospital by the South Shore Fire Department and later taken to a Milwaukee hospital for treatment of her injuries. Police continue to investigate. More Wisconsin residents died in 2013 as a result of drug overdoses than from motor vehicle crashes, suicide, breast cancer, colon cancer, firearms, influenza, or HIV. Karen McCone, state health officer with the Division of Public Health, says many agencies are involved in trying to change that statistic.
You just look at the report, the trend lines are all in the wrong direction, but we have so many partners at the Department of Health Services and around the state that are looking to take quick action and reverse the trends.
Opioid pain relievers contributed to 45% of the 843 drug overdoses in 2013. Heroin accounted for another 27%. By comparison, 527 people lost their lives on Wisconsin roads that year. Governor Walker will try to set himself apart from other presidential candidates today by proposing vast national restrictions on labor unions. He laid out his plan before he explains them at a factory in Las Vegas. It's more a sweeping package than his Act 10 public union limits from 2011, the state's right to work law 4 years later. Today, Walker will propose abolishing federal employee unions, scrapping the National Labor Relations Board, giving right to work protection to all employees and making it harder for unions to organize. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus says he isn't worried about infighting among GOP presidential candidates. On CNN's State of the Union, Priebus said he's more focused on winning the general election.
My job is to make sure that when we have a nominee that we're ready to go and we can beat Hillary Clinton, who's already under 40%, and over 60% of the American people say they don't trust her.
In the past week, several Republicans have attacked frontrunner Donald Trump, and a few said they won't back him if he's nominated. Priebus predicted the attacks will become less frequent and less venomous as candidates drop out. On Friday, former Texas Governor Rick Perry suspended his campaign. One of the pieces of legislation Wisconsin lawmakers will consider in the fall session prevents politicians from being investigated with the use of John Doe proceedings. Jay Heck with the citizen watchdog group Common Cause of Wisconsin says the John Doe law, used in the 2001 caucus scandal, led to criminal charges against some of the legislature's more high-profile members of both parties.
There shouldn't be special treatment for people who are engaged in politics and breaking the law, as opposed to people who are not engaged in politics and might be breaking the law. We should all be treated the same.
Republican authors of the bill, which was advanced by an assembly committee, maintain it will actually lead to even greater accountability in state government. The future of green space in the village of Wind Point is up for discussion during a Wednesday night meeting from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Theater of the Prairie School, with residents and community members invited to participate. The consulting firm Ayers & Associates was brought in to develop a park plan over the next 4 to 5 months. Wednesday's meeting is the chance for feedback on current and future uses of what's called Village Green, along with amenities. It follows a survey to village residents, which resulted in 107 responses and 45% indicating they use it during the warm weather. They like the open space, playground equipment, and the tennis courts, while many suggested new equipment, landscaping, and a walking path, as well as a picnic area and shelter. Better than 80% of the respondents also believe that improving the village green takes precedence over the lighthouse grounds. The final Wind Point Park plan is expected to be presented to the village board at a public meeting in late fall or winter. And Miss Wisconsin was not among the 15 semifinalists in last night's Miss America pageant. Rosalie Smith of Waukesha was among 52 contestants in the 95th annual competition at Atlantic City's Boardwalk Hall. Miss Georgia, Bebby Cantrell, won the title of Miss America 2016. The 19-year-old Smith, a sophomore at UW-Milwaukee, won the Miss Wisconsin pageant this summer. Wisconsin has had two Miss Americas, the most recent Laura Kepler of Kenosha in 2012. WRJN News updates are on Twitter at WRJN News, and WRJN newscasts are podcast on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com in the local news section. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.